This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Congress has once again kicked the government spending can down the road. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper joined a majority of Colorado's representatives in voting to avoid a government shutdown.
All Colorado's Democrats and Republican Doug Lamborn voted for the bill, while Colorado Republicans Ken Buck and Lauren Boebert voted no.
Voting for this bill is voting to continue Nancy Pelosi's spending, taxpayer-funded abortions, and Green New Deal policies, everything we campaigned against.
No taxpayer funds are used to pay for abortions. Agreement over longer-term funding plans for the government have been held up, in part over disagreements on culture war policies favored by hard-right members. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A cybersecurity defense contractor is expanding in Colorado Springs. CPR's Dan Boyce says Invictus International Consulting expects to hire 130 people.
These cybersecurity and internet service engineering and operations jobs will provide support to government, military, and private sector clients. Average annual wage for the jobs sits at nearly $170,000. The Colorado Economic Development Commission says it will give Invictus up to $2 million in tax credits if the company meets job growth benchmarks. Colorado Springs and El Paso County also offered a large financial incentive. The jobs are the latest in a recent boom of cyber and aerospace jobs in the Springs. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado counties that want to improve election accessibility and security will have access to federal money. Counties can get up to $3.5 million. The money could go for cameras at drop boxes and guards at vote centers and other security measures. Counties can use the money to upgrade accommodations for voters with disabilities. This is CPR News and KRCC.